Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into the world of sustainability reporting. It seems like it's everywhere these days, right? But what's really going on? We're going to use a recent Deloitte report to it surveyed executives from five different industries, and we're going to try to figure out how different types of businesses are reacting to all this pressure for more transparency.
Well, the interesting thing is it's not a one-size-fits-all, you know? Different industries are facing pressure from different stakeholders.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, the report highlighted how tech companies, so that's technology, media, and telecommunications, or TMT for short, they're getting a lot of heat from customers and NGOs about their environmental impact. Which makes sense, if you think about it for a second. All those data centers just guzzling energy, plus all the resources it takes to make all the gadgets that we can't seem to live without these days.
Right. And then on the other side, you have life sciences and financial services companies. They seem to be a lot more concerned about their ESG ratings.
ESG ratings. Can you remind us what those are again?
Oh, yeah, sure. So those are like scores that come from these agencies. They basically assess a company's performance on all things environmental, social, and governance.
Ah, okay. And those scores are important, right?
Oh, yeah. Super important. Investors and lenders pay a ton of attention to them these days. I remember reading about this one European bank last year. Their stock price just tanked after they got a really bad ESG rating. They were investing a bunch in fossil fuels. And that really sent a message that your sustainability performance is now like directly tied to how well you do financially.
It's not just about looking good anymore. It's about staying in the game. But there's a catch. Getting all that sustainability data in order seems like a massive headache for everybody.
It is. The report actually found that over half of the executives that they talked to, they said data quality was their biggest challenge when it comes to reporting.
So what are companies doing about it? Is it all just like data everywhere, but not a drop to drink?
Well, some sectors are a little ahead of the curve, like life sciences and healthcare companies. They seem to have their data act together a bit more.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they're kind of used to it. I mean, think about it. Their whole industry already has all these strict data regulations, you know, with clinical trials and all that patient data. Accuracy is super important. So I guess having good data hygiene is in their DNA.
Makes sense. But what about everyone else? Are they just throwing in the towel?
No, not at all. The Deloitte report showed that almost all the companies, they're planning to get their data independently verified, which is a pretty big deal.
What is independent verification exactly?
Basically, it's like getting a seal of approval from someone you can trust, a third party.
Yeah.
To come in and say, yep, this data is legit.
Gotcha. So it adds a layer of accountability, especially since all the stakeholders out there are getting smarter, asking tougher questions. They want to see some substance behind all the sustainability claims.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about the pressure to report and the data hurdles. But who's actually in charge of all this sustainability stuff?
Well, it depends. Every industry is kind of doing its own thing. The Deloitte report found that some companies, like the ones in consumer goods and oil and gas, they have a chief sustainability officer.
Ah, so you need like a dedicated person to really drive the sustainability agenda forward.
Exactly. But in financial services, it seems more like a partnership between the CSO and the chief financial officer.
Interesting. So the people holding the purse strings are getting more involved.
Definitely. I mean, it makes sense, right? Sustainability is now tied to financial performance.
Plus those ESG ratings we talked about earlier can really hit a company's bottom line.
For sure. We're also seeing general counsels getting in on the action, probably because of all the legal and regulatory stuff. It's a tricky area, especially with the rules constantly changing.
So how often are companies actually meeting to talk about all this? Is it just an annual thing, or are they taking it more seriously?
Well, the report said that pretty much every company with a dedicated ESG council or a reporting group, they meet at least quarterly. But some industries are meeting even more than that.
Really? Like who?
More than half of the financial services companies meet at least once a month to talk about sustainability.
Wow. That's impressive. Sounds like sustainability is really climbing the corporate ladder. But is it all just about compliance, or are companies starting to see a bigger picture?
Yeah, it's really interesting to see this shift. I mean, sustainability reporting used to be this niche topic, but now it's a mainstream thing everyone's talking about. Like we were saying, there are still a lot of big questions out there.
For sure. We've talked about the pressure to report, all the challenges with the data, and who's in charge. But now I'm curious about the why. Why bother with all this reporting in the first place? Isn't it just a big distraction from running a business?
That's a common thought. But honestly, Sustainability reporting is becoming a big part of how successful a company will be long term.
In what way?
Well, nowadays, all the stakeholders, so investors, customers, employees, you name it, they all want companies to be more transparent and accountable when it comes to environmental, social, and governance issues.
So basically, it's about keeping a clean image and avoiding risk.
That's part of it, but there's more to it. It can actually drive innovation.
Really?
Yeah. When companies really look at their environmental and social impact, they often find ways to become more efficient, cut costs, even create totally new products or services that customers actually want.
Okay, so it's not just about being good, it's about being smart.
Exactly.
The companies that are leading the way with this reporting stuff, they're often the ones raking in the benefits, both with their money and with how much people trust them.
Right.
So let's say a company's just starting out with this whole sustainability reporting thing. What do they need to know?
Well, first things first, get your data situation in order. We already talked about how tricky the data can be. So companies need to invest in some good data management systems to make sure the information they're collecting is accurate and reliable.
Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yep. And it's not enough to just collect the data. You got to be able to analyze it too. See what it's telling you about your performance and use that to make smart decisions.
Data is king.
You got it. Another thing is to make sure you're talking to your stakeholders.
Like investors, customers?
Yes, all of them. Figure out what they expect from your reporting.
So it's not just a one-way street.
Nope. It's about having a conversation.
Being open to what people have to say.
Exactly. It's how you build trust and show that you're serious about this.
So looking ahead, what do you think the future holds for all this reporting? More rules, more standardization.
I think that's inevitable. Right now, it's kind of a mess out there. All these different frameworks and standards.
Sounds confusing.
It is. It makes it hard to compare how different companies are doing and for people to understand what the data even means.
Like comparing apples and oranges.
Exactly. But there are some groups working to make things more consistent.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
So there's SASB, the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board. They're coming up with standards for specific industries that help companies connect their sustainability information to how well they're doing financially. And then there's GRI, the Global Reporting Initiative. They have this big framework for sustainability reporting that any organization can use.
So they're both trying to bring some order to the chaos.
Yeah, basically. And with more countries making it mandatory to report this stuff, like the EU's doing, I think we're going to see a lot more consistency in how this is all done.
Maybe one day we'll have a universal language for all this.
Maybe so. But one thing's for sure, sustainability reporting is here to stay.
Absolutely. And it's only going to become more important as time goes on.
It is. And like we've been saying, it's not just about checking boxes. It's about creating value, building trust, and making things better.
Well said. Before we wrap up this deep dive, I have one more question for you. We've talked about companies and all their challenges, but what about individuals? What does this all mean for the people leading these companies? As sustainability becomes more and more part of a business's strategy, what kind of new skills will those leaders need?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of business schools and programs are starting to realize this too. We're talking about a pretty big shift in how we think about leadership. It really is a whole new way of thinking about things.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's not just about following the rules or adding sustainability on as an afterthought. Leaders have to bake it right into their decision making.
So what does that actually look like? What specific skills are we talking about?
Well, one big one is systems thinking. Leaders need to understand how everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
The environmental stuff, the social stuff, and the economic stuff. It's not enough to just focus on one thing by itself.
Yeah.
Like you might think it's a good idea to buy materials from a cheaper supplier. But what if that ends up hurting people or the environment down the line?
You got to see the whole picture.
That's it.
Mm.
And like we talked about before, being good with data is essential.
No, getting around that.
Leaders have to know how to gather the data, analyze it, understand what it all means. But it's more than that. They have to be able to communicate those insights to other people. That's where data storytelling comes in.
So it's not about drowning people in spreadsheets.
Exactly. It's about using the data to tell a story, one that people can understand and use to make decisions.
So what else? What other skills are going to be important?
Being able to collaborate and work with different stakeholders is huge. You got to be able to bring everyone to the table, listen to what they have to say, and find solutions that work for everyone, especially when it comes to these sustainability challenges, because there are always trade-offs to consider.
So it sounds like the leader of the future. There's someone who can handle complex situations, who isn't afraid of uncertainty, and who can bring people together.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Those aren't exactly the skills that traditional leadership programs focus on.
Right. But as sustainability becomes even more important for businesses, we're going to see a lot more demand for leaders who have those qualities.
So for anyone listening who's feeling a little overwhelmed, like, wow, this is a lot to take in, what advice would you give them? Where do they even start if they want to develop these skills?
The good news is there are a ton of resources out there, online courses, programs for executives, organizations dedicated to sustainability. The key is to take charge of your own learning. Don't wait for someone to tell you what you need to know. Go out there and explore and find opportunities to grow.
I love that. And it's not just about getting ahead in your career. It's about being able to make a real difference, whether you're leading a team, a whole company, or even just a project in your community.
It's true. We all have a role to play in creating a more sustainable future.
Absolutely.
And by developing these leadership skills, you're giving yourself the power to make that happen.
I love that. Well, on that inspiring note, it looks like we've come to the end of our deep dive into sustainability reporting.
It has been a fascinating conversation.
We've covered a lot of ground, from the pressure that's pushing this change to the challenges and opportunities facing companies, and even what it all means for how we think about leadership.
I hope our listeners have learned something new, and maybe even feel a little inspired to play their part in creating a better future.
We'd love to hear what you think. What resonated with you the most? What questions are still on your mind? Connect with us on social media and share your thoughts. And as you continue to explore this topic, here's one final thought to leave you with. What role do you want to play in building a more sustainable future? How can you use your skills and your voice to make a difference? Until next time, keep asking those big questions and keep learning.
Keep growing and keep working to make the world a better place.
Thanks for joining us listening.